Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
It's EV News Briefly for Sunday 17th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, Patreon supporters get the shows first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Much talk this past week about what will happen in the US with the EV tax credit. Some of those inside the automotive industry arguing on behalf of the carmakers themselves, pointing out that by removing $7,500 incentives will significantly impact the American automotive industry. This proposal to remove it is part of a broader tax reform agenda that's focusing on fossil fuel promotion and funding any expiring tax credits. The EV tax credit has been essential so far in reducing the price of EVs for the eventual consumers, and eliminating it will likely lead to job losses in exactly the states that voted for the new administration, and the US tax credit will give an advantage to China, at least according to the US Secretary Jennifer Granholm. You wouldn't be surprised to hear that anyway. We don't know how this will end up. We'll watch it with interest. XPeng is launching in the UK by 2025. It's going to be imported by the same business that brings Subarus and Isuzus in, International Motors, starting with the XPeng G6, a Model Y rival, with an 87 kilowatt hour battery and all-wheel drive. GM is reducing their headcount with a $2 billion savings plan, about 1,000 jobs worldwide to go white-collar jobs, they say. Scania, the major truck manufacturer, will need to look for a new battery supply contract after their existing one with Northvolt wasn't able to meet their needs. There's question marks whether Northvolt will even be around in the future. Let's hope they will. What about that's the European battery industry. What about the US battery industry? Well, a new study by Benchmark today says that the US could make cheaper batteries, or cells at least, than China by 2030. That's partly because of the enormous investment over the last 4 years with the outgoing administration into setting up battery factories in the United States, again, particularly in those states that don't even vote blue, but still that's where all the job creation happened. There's a total of 40 battery factories. Only a third of them haven't begun construction of those factories yet, but still, that's a huge industry over the last 4 years, created really from a standing start. But this report saying that if you maintain the current levels of investment in the US, you will have an industry that will rival China by 2030. Remove that investment, listen to the voices from the fossil fuel lobby, which I think is going to happen because, you know, they want their payback time now, and you kill off what was a very early EV battery industry. And it just does give you advantage to China, but that's, you know, decisions will be made, and we'll see what happens. So let's move on. Zeekr is part of Geely. Now, Geely thinking maybe we don't need quite as many brands as we do, so they're going to fold Lynk & Co underneath Zeekr. It will be integrated within, focusing on the EV market in line with their shift that we've heard about. Geely bringing some of their, you know, they've got a lot of brands, Volvo, Polestar, and Zeekr, etc. Now let's talk about Volvo inductive charging in Gothenburg. They put inductive charging into 20 Volvo XC40s, and they had 7,000 charging sessions in Gothenburg in Sweden, and they say here 100% efficiency at charging stations. Like, you know, and it takes one of them to break down and you've not got your 100. I'm not suggesting that somebody rounded up there, but that is amazing. If inductive charging can really bring us 100% uptime and reliability, of course there's no apps, tags or credit cards, you just drive over the charging pad. Let's bring it on if it gives us more reliable charging. Michigan investing in wireless EV charging as well, with the Israeli company Electrion for commercial vehicles at a UPS depot. And these new Chinese brands that are entering Australia, UK and other markets, cheap to buy the vehicle at the start, but do check your insurance, as insurance claims are based on history. With no history, could be more expensive to insure them. That's briefly.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP, purpose-built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of the top distributors run on Profit 21 because it delivers real-time inventory visibility, smarter purchasing, and connected operations from sales to fulfillment. Don't play catch-up. Set the pace with Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Visit epicor.com/win.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.